Organize Me Radio, episode 46, Declutter, Go. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is the owner of Holy Organized and the creator of Declutter Go. Please welcome Lynn Poulton. Welcome, Lynn.
Hi, Naima. Thank you so much for having me.
Lynn, I am so excited to speak with you about Declutter Go, which is a game, an organizing game. But before we get into it, can you let everyone know how you got started in the organizing industry? And before you explain that, let me just tell you congratulations on 10 years.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, this is just, it's a great day. So thank you for having me. Of course. I started being organized, you know, and having a passion for organizing when I was a kid. And I organized my best friend's desk, which is interesting because she was not happy about it. And so I kind of reflect on that now, in that I would never go and do something for somebody without anybody being involved in the process, right? But right. Of course, you know, with age, we get wiser and, you know, with our training and all that, right? So, but I've always had a passion for organizing things. And I'm still a social worker, but I was working at a nonprofit for 14 years before I started my business. And I helped people organize their job search. So I was working with people who had been previously incarcerated and, you know, were looking for jobs. And I read Julie Morgenstern's book. I'm sure you're aware of Organizing from the Inside Out, Time Management from the Inside Out. Right. And, you know, realized that there were people that did organizing for, you know, their business. And I watched Clean Sweep, you know, Niecy and her flower. Yeah. You know, and so I met with an ICD, the Institute for Challenging Disorganization. I met with a CPOCD who I was connected with, fortunately, through somebody that I had worked with at the nonprofit who had hired her. And I was saying that I wanted to look into this whole organizing thing. And so I met with her and really wanted to get her blessing. Like, do I have what it takes to be an organizer? And so she said, I believe you do. Check out NAPO, check out ICD. And so I started doing an exploration and took classes. I started a business earlier, like in 2006.
Okay.
And then I met my husband and things kind of went on a pause. And it was in 2012 that I was like, I really think, you know, this is something I want to do. And so I got my ducks in a row and, you know, got my business together. And my husband asked me a very important question, you know, what's the worst thing that could happen? And I said, well, it doesn't work out. And then I get another social work job. So I networked, I did lots of speaking engagements and wove my social work background into, you know, organizing and started my business. And here I am 10 years later. It's amazing.
It really is. It is so amazing. And now you've created a game. So tell us about Declutter Go. What made you decide to create a game to help people with organizing?
So, you know, like you as an organizer, you understand that our clients are overwhelmed. They don't know where to start.
Right.
And I wanted to create something fun, colorful, you know, simple, something really positive for people. And, you know, it was during COVID. I mean, I had thought about creating something, but it was really during COVID that I put myself kind of like dove into it and started working on the process. And my parents had moved next door. And so I wanted to be there for them. So I saw that this was a project that I could work on and offer this, you know, game and tool, and also be more available for them. So yeah, it was really to lighten the mood with everything going on, bring something new to the world that was fun and simple to help people get organized.
I think that's great. It is so creative to even think of a game to help people get organized. Can you tell us how does it work?
Yes, so there are six dice. And so I'll just hold them up like this. It's really simple. You roll the dice and you follow the prompts. And so it's designed with a beginning of revive and a reward at the end with different rooms in your house and choosing between stuff, all the different things that you could do with stuff. And paper, because a lot of us have a lot of paper laying around. And so the other one is the number die. So that's the number of items that you would work on and the timer setting. So whatever you land on one, you multiply it by 10 minutes and you set your timer for that amount of time. You roll the dice and you do what the dice say. And so you may land on to recycle. Living room. Find two things to recycle in your living room. And you set your timer for 20 minutes. And more likely than not, you find two things or more than two things to recycle in your living room. And then you can keep going with that, or you could change and say, I'm going to go to the kitchen and find two things to recycle. I'm going to go to the garage and find two things to recycle. And then it's really important that we stop and we don't let this thing go on all day because people get exhausted, right? And so it's, rolling the reward and maybe you land on relax. So to stop after three decluttering sprints and relax. And the great thing is that it's really customizable in that you're an adult. So if you roll on something and you don't like it, you can change it. It's really magic. You're like, I don't have three things to sell for my bedroom. Okay, so maybe you have three things to donate. It's a place to start, and that's the whole point, is that many people get paralyzed on where do I start with decluttering? And when you have the dice tell you, then you can start somewhere and you may go off doing something else. That's the other part of setting the timer to keep us on track. So when the timer goes off, we're like, wait, am I recycling three things or am I reading a book or am I, cleaning up the kitchen or whatever, right? So.
I love that. I love how, like you mentioned, setting a timer, like you don't have to spend all day organizing. You can just do a little bit at a time, and it can still have a big change on your life, on how you're feeling, on your
Right.
space.
Yes. Right. And what's really surprising, what people find out is that certain tasks can take so much less time than they originally thought. And so, if somebody lands on put away, and let's say it's emptying the dishwasher, I have people report back and say, it only takes 3.5 minutes to empty the dishwasher. I have put that off so many times in my life because I thought it would take so long. So that's another thing that comes out of the game is that people realize what they're capable of doing in a short amount of time.
I love that. Now, so you have five different dice. What's the significance of each dice, and how did you decide what tasks would be on them?
Great question. And it was a process. So this whole development, it altered with people's input, my clients' input. So the first one, and let me tell you, the game comes in this box that has this great magnetic closure, and the directions are in the inside so we don't lose them.
I love that.
And the back has all of the icons and what they mean. As you play the game, you get to know the icons and you don't have to refer, but it's a great place to start and to understand what's going on. So revive is the first one. And this is to get you into the headspace. Like, what am I doing this organizing thing for anyway, and decluttering? And so I thought about, well, what revives my clients? Drinking water. So, you know, staying hydrated, playing music really gets people in a different headspace,
yeah,
right? You know, like more fun. Mm-hmm. Aromatherapy is pretty popular with folks, you know, some kind of scent, lavender's calming, right? You know, there's lots of different scents that make people feel calm, or peppermint to make you feel more energized. Yeah. Getting outside or opening up your windows, some fresh air can really shift your attitude and your mood. Getting a snack. Maybe you're just hungry and look at, I've got some nuts here. So, you know, something like with some protein, mm-hmm, to, you know, get you feeling better. And lastly, this is pause. So if you land on pause, what am I doing this decluttering for? Oh, I want to have a guest room. And so I need to clear out the guest room, or I really enjoy having a clean counter in my kitchen. So that's why I'm doing this. So that's revive. And then the other two, you know, having stuff. I mean, we all have stuff. That's the thing, right? We acquire stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. And so if we want to live with less stuff, it has to exit. And so what are some of those things? And so, you know, toss, some things are trash, right? I mean, you know, we want to donate lots of things because that makes us feel good about somebody using the things that we no longer, you know, want in our home, or selling things. I mean, if you can get a profit from letting go of some of your stuff, that can ease the pain. Also recycling. Recycling is another way for things to exit. This action, finish it, is all about those things that are pesky projects hanging around our house. You know, like, you know, you walk past and say, oh yeah, I wanted to hang up that picture, but I've never gotten around to it.
Yeah.
I land on finish it and the dice are telling me to finish something in my living room. Oh, now's the time. You know, or sort through, you know, a big stack of magazines or something.
Okay.
And this one, put away. How many times do we have things laying around in one room that really belong in another room? And so that's what you would do with putting things away, right? So paper, you know, I thought about, well, what are the things that we have to do with paper? Mm-hmm. So filing, if you're a paper keeper, maybe you have to send something, like somebody has asked you for a donation and you really want to make that donation. It's, you haven't gotten around to it. So if you land on this, like, now's the time, send that donation. Or recycling, right? A lot of paper can be recycled. Shredding. And this gets some of my clients stuck, that they feel like they need to shred everything with their name and address. And, you know, and I talk about, you know, it's all got to be your comfort level, and anyone can really find your name and address. It's more of the social security number, right, and, you know, account numbers. So that really kind of lessens the overwhelm for some of my clients. Like, oh, I don't have to shred everything, every envelope with my address on it, but it is comfort level. Finish it. So maybe it's, you know, finishing that application for whatever, or, you know, it's some kind of paper thing. And lastly, scanning. Many people have, you know, gone to scanning documents. So that would be that action. So then obviously for the room dye, the way that I picked these were, you know, what kinds of rooms do most of my clients have? And, you know, so kitchen, garage, bathroom. That's a funny one to land on, actually. Recycle three things from your bathroom. Basement. Some people don't have a basement. Right. And I have really creative clients. So I had a client that put toy room on here because she doesn't have a basement. So, you know, bedroom, all the different rooms that you have in your house. And obviously we talked about the number die. You know, it's got six sides. So 1 through 6, it's the number of items. and a starting place for the timer setting. You know, if you land on 5 and you multiply whatever you land on by 10 minutes, you're going to set your timer for 50 minutes. Most of my clients and people that play the game accomplish the task in less time, and some don't. So it's a way to give some kind of parameter. And then my favorite is the reward. And so, you know, in my experience with clients, I know that a lot of my clients reward themselves with relaxing. So that had to be on the dice. Mm-hmm. And screen time. Some of my clients spend more time on their phone and, you know, on their screens than they'd like to.
Yeah.
And this is a dedicated reward after they've done their decluttering sprints. So it feels really good and not always as an escape, right? Celebrate, you know, woohoo, like however you would want to celebrate. Hobbies. So many people don't take time to do the things that they love. And this is giving people permission to enjoy that hobby mm-hmm. after you've done some tasks. And have your favorite drink.
Okay.
Yeah. So whatever it is. And the last one is your choice. So what is it that you consider to be a reward for yourself and make time to do it? So I hope that helps to explain like all the dice and how they, you know, came to being.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love it. And I feel like I need to get this for my husband because that finish it, you know, on whatever.
Yeah.
That would be a complete game changer around my home.
Sure. Yeah. But, and you roll the dice and yeah. you can't really, you know, you can't argue with them.
Right, right. So I think that, you know, that would definitely help some people level up in their organizational skills, you know, where
yes.
you know, maybe they might not be interested in organizing, but I feel like it seems like it's so simple to, you know, just get a task done with your game and then you get to reward yourself after it. Like, hello, who doesn't
right.
like to have their favorite drink, whether it's like a margarita or coffee, like a latte right. or something.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So can you tell me, how can people get the best use out of the game?
Use it. So when I was a trainer and I would do workshops, I would say, let's not have smart shelves. So when you go to a workshop and you get all this great information and then it goes and lives on your shelf and we don't figure out ways to incorporate it into our life, because, you know, that takes time and energy. Mm-hmm. And so does this. It's like, so how do we use things that are helpful to us? We have to make them accessible and available. So I would say, keep it out. Okay. Some of my clients schedule Declutter Go in their calendar. It's,
I love that.
I know. I'm like so amazed what my clients come up with. I'm like, oh, really? You're going to schedule Declutter Go? That is awesome. That's exactly a great way to make something happen, is get it on your schedule. I have free game nights where people can come on Zoom and we play the game in, you know, your own home. We roll the dice. And so that's another way you can use it.
How fun.
You can join the Facebook Clutter Conquerors group and get some additional accountability. Practice. That's how you can get the best use out of this, is practice it and play it so that it starts to get internalized, that maybe sometimes you don't have to roll the dice, like when you do a task, that you remember to reward yourself. And then decluttergo.com has lots of other resources and kind of delves into each one of the dice and gives examples and other tips. And there's some, you know, great resources that people can find. So I would check those things out too.
Okay. So for someone who has issues with motivation, they just lack the motivation to organize. Do you think that this game would help those people? Do you think they'd be motivated to pick up the game?
Well, that's an interesting thing, right? You know, so again, it goes back to having it out, remembering, because it's, you know, we know what we all need to do. It's remembering to do it. And, you know, I think that variety as they say, is the spice of life. And so, you know, to mix things up and remember that the concepts have worked for you in the past. You know, certainly if, you know, the more you use something and you see the value in it, you're going to feel more motivated. And like I shared with a client, finding out that emptying the dishwasher really only took 3.5 minutes. You could be more motivated to do that task or put away a load of laundry because you know it's not going to take that long. So that can be motivating.
Gotcha. Now, does this game work? Would it, I don't know what your experience is with people that might have ADHD or are chronically disorganized. Would this help those people?
Yes. So 80% of my clients have ADHD. And I would say 90% of my clients have chronic disorganization show up, meaning that they, you know, have a hard time getting started on things and they need body doubling, somebody there in their space. Mm-hmm. And Declutter Go can serve as a body double, again, rolling the dice, you know, okay, I'll do what the dice say. That'll help me. It really gives direction and a place to start. And that's critical when somebody is experiencing ADHD and chronic disorganization. You know, having a tool that they can try and mix it up, right? There's other things out there, you know, beat the clock, you know, set your timer, put on some music and try to beat the clock. It's gamifying this whole thing of getting tasks completed. And that really helps people that, you know, have executive function challenges.
I love that. It makes me feel like, you know, as an organizer working with clients, having friends, you know, who have ADHD, family members who have ADHD and things of that nature, it makes me realize I could gift this to them after, you know, they've, you know, if I help them to complete an organizing, like a organizing a space or something like that to maintain that space, because it feels yes. like this will definitely help people maintain the level of organization they already have as well.
Right. Right. Yes. Another tool. And I always say that, you know, unless you have a butler, you know, we have to maintain this organization all the time. It never stops, which, you know, what are you saying? I thought if I can just get my whole house organized that I would be done. We're never done. Right. And it's life. Things constantly come in. You know, we have to take the time to assess and let things go if we don't want our house to fill up. And so, you know, this is a way that, you know, people can just stay on top of stuff and, you know, accomplish these short bursts that actually really make you feel great. You know, coming into the kitchen the next morning and you're like, oh my gosh, I did clear the counter.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I love that. So I think my 11-year-old would love this. I imagine kids might find it really fun to play this to organize their rooms or whatever space they might have. Is this something the entire family can enjoy?
Yes. So it is, there's two different ways that, you know, we can play the game. We can do solo, or we can do what we call group play. And so with group play, there's two different tracks, and it's all inside here, is to roll all the dice as a family, and everybody goes and does that task, or each family member can roll the dice on their own and go and do that particular task and then come back. So the two things would be, let's do revive together, you know, and I'll get some fresh air. Let's roll the dice, like, you know, the number, and let's say, oh, I landed on 2 put away. Everybody go to their space and put 2 things away. And then remembering to come back and either do that again or, you know, roll again. And then, of course, remembering to reward yourself. So yes, kids love it. We've talked about doing some expansion packs. Originally, I made the game to be 7 and above. Okay. And you know, so that's why there's no margarita glass on here. So, I mean, you can, you know, think whatever you want about the middle one. But you know, that maybe there could be one dice that's just all about different kinds of toys. You know, I mean, the sky's the limit, right? But I'm really pleased that kids are so receptive to the game. And again, it's like a way to take the pressure off of the, you know, the parents saying, clean your room, do this, you know, put your stuff away. Let's play Declutter Go. Mm-hmm. Put on some music, have some fun. And, you know, the stress can kind of melt away from that one person that does everything all the time. Let's get everybody involved.
That's great. Like, you know, because it's like developing those habits at a young age for children. I love that.
Very important, right?
Mm-hmm. So how much time should someone dedicate to playing Declutter Go?
So it's important to have a timeline of starting and stopping. And that's the purpose of the timer, right? So start with a roll. And the official directions are 3 decluttering sprints. So you may find that you spend a half an hour, you may spend an hour, you may spend 20 minutes. You know, it just really kind of depends on how quickly you move through the tasks, right? You could end up, you know, rolling a 2 and setting your timer for 2 minutes and finding to recycle things in different areas of the house, for example, and you get it done so quickly. Okay, well, that's great. Because maybe you're motivated by that timer going off and you just move more quickly because you're focused and you are really trying not to be distracted. I mean, many people, we get distracted, and maybe, you know, your time frame goes much quicker. I would suggest maybe once or twice a week to start, you know, and see how it goes. But the idea is to continue to practice and trust that this game will help you, you know, get quick wins and make some changes in your life.
Okay. So how do your clients feel, or people who've played the game, how do they feel about it? What type of feedback have you gotten?
So people say that it's so fun, that they've accomplished so much more because of the game. When they've been on a game night, they're amazed at how much they've gotten done. You know, I would have sat on the couch tonight, but I came and played and I got so much accomplished. They tackle rooms that have been ignored. You know, they've finished projects that have been hanging on for years. You know, like I hear people say, you know, I've been meaning to donate that pile of clothes for like a year. And because I landed on donate, I did it. I took care of it, you know? And so, I hear people say, you know, I can't argue with the dice. The dice made me do it. I got a really great email this morning. It was like the best gift for, you know, my anniversary. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so the email was 5 pairs of shoes set aside to sell online. I'm reading it. 5 pairs of shoes pitched, 15 pairs to donate, 4 pairs to shoe repair, pick up next week. Finish tidying up the laundry room. Finish putting away clean clothes. Finish putting bins from fall decor and winter out. My tomorrow self will be very pleased. Thank you, game night. Thank you, Lynn.
Wow.
How could I not be beaming?
Yes.
Right? To get that kind of feedback.
That's like, powerful. And they got so much done.
Yes. I was like, thank you.
So. Wow. And you know, it's like when you get those things done, you have time to do other things that you love.
Right. And that's what we want our clients to do. Like, how can you enjoy your life? It is not all a to-do list and this long list of tasks. You know, that's not the joy, right? In living, we all have that stuff to do. You know, we're not immune to that. And please do things kind for yourself.
So I'm going to go out and get your game. I'm going to get several. I'm going to gift them to the people in my life.
Oh, thank
And
you.
I'm telling you, I feel like this will be life-changing for someone, especially like my mom. I always talk about my mom. Like every time I go visit her in Nebraska, I'm organizing something of hers. But you know, it's, I think this might help her with being motivated to, you know, continue like her, complete her projects and just finish things and just get things done. So I will be sending that to her.
Oh, thank you so much for your support. And then you can invite her to be part of a game night. I mean, we can get her
She would love
involved
that.
in, if she would, you know? Yeah. And she can show her face, or she doesn't have to, you know, be there and get that additional accountability. You know, it's fun.
I'm gonna send her all the information. I'm gonna send her the game, send her all the information. She can do all that. She's a very social person too, so just fair warning.
I love it. The energy of groups really are powerful when people share.
Got it. Got it. Oh, I can't wait for this for her because I think that it'll really help her. I really do.
Yeah.
So Lynn, okay. So my favorite question to ask every organizer that I chat with, what are some of your favorite organizing products?
So clear bins, because you can see the stuff that you store. My P-Touch label maker. Because labeling things helps to have things put away, and yet you know what lives in the bin. I love helper shelves, wire helper shelves to put on a shelf so that you can gain additional space. I love the Calyx from IKEA. I should be their spokesperson. It's the cubes, so you can get 8 cubes. They're 15 by 15 cubes, but it's a piece of furniture. You can get 16 cubes. You know, so it's about, you know, using the space vertically on a wall. And so
Got it.
it just pops in my head when I walk into space and go, you know, here's an idea. This may work.
Okay.
So those are some of my main things. I would say clear bags from Home Depot or your favorite store, where you can see the donations rather than putting them in black bags, and then you like forget what is that, if you want to write down what you're donating. And then it's, you know, so that you don't donate trash
Okay.
and you donate the items, right?
That makes a lot of sense.
And using color. I mean, I'm all about color. So color to code different activities on your calendar. You know, different colored pens to, you know, kind of just visually remind you of certain tasks, or po colored post-its. So those are some of my favorite products.
I love that. Okay, and then the final question. What is your greatest achievement as a professional organizer?
I feel really humbled to be asked that question, because it kind of makes you, it makes you think like, okay. And especially because I'm here at this milestone of 10 years. And I would say, first of all, I'm a connector. And so the relationships that I've built with my clients has been my greatest achievement. And learning from my clients as much as they're learning from me, is probably my greatest accomplishment. My life has changed because of my clients, downsizing much earlier in life because of what I've seen with my clients go through, handling grief in a authentic, open way, because I've seen and experienced clients dying and family members losing. You know, my clients' family members passing away. And reading books from my clients that have been referred to me that have changed my life. So it's a real gift to be invited into people's homes and then for them to refer people, you know, because of the relationships that I built with them.
Lynn, it has been such a treat just talking to you, hearing about your game, hearing your experiences. Thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a real pleasure to spend time with you. And thank
Thank
you for all
you.
your support and enthusiasm around DeclutterGo.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
Sure. So you could go to Holy, that's like holy cow, Holly-organize.com or decluttergo.com. And all my information is there.
All right. Thank you so much, Lynn.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all new episode.